let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on today's This Week in America says if you want to get noticed and be remembered, brand yourself. Each of us is born with a talent, a calling, something that makes us unique. Krista Clive Smith is a nationally recognized expert in the fields of branding, organizing, and business. Her book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is a step-by-step guide of defining your individualism. Remarkable insight into how professionals, entrepreneurs, students, even parents, develop and control their own personal brands to influence the way others view them. Krista is a sought-after speaker, writer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, trainer, and consultant for business owners and high-performance brands in the U.S. and Canada, named to the top 40 under 40 list of outstanding young business professionals. Her first company, Organized for Life, went on to become the first professional organizing franchise system in the world and the first employer in the industry. Now a real estate investor, serial entrepreneur, owning five companies, including her newest, Clutch Branding, a personal brand agency, Krista Clive Smith, author of Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, is with us on This Week in America. Krista, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, the honor and the privilege are all mine.
Well, I tell you, I am so excited about talking about this. It's an excellent book. And let's go back. You start off the book by talking about a life-changing moment that obviously opened your eyes to this whole concept of branding and personal imagery. Talk about that. You're flipping through a magazine. You find a clothing ad and a very simple tagline that said, be yourself. It's a very tough act to follow. And it changed your life.
Well, it did because, you know, I think as young people, as we enter the workforce and sort of emerging into the rest of our lives, we've spent the first half of our lives trying so hard to fit in, and we end up spending the last half trying to stand out. That, you know, for me, just figuring out and realizing, wow, if my sole job on this planet is to be the highest and best version of who I've been put here to be, if that's really the job description for life, then what a weight that is lifted off my shoulder. I sure wish I'd have had that transformational moment sooner.
Well, that sort of gave you the guide to follow. And when you talk about personal branding, so many people go, I'm not quite sure exactly what that means. Who's that for, and how do we go about getting started?
Well, sometimes personal branding as one of those marketing buzzwords can be a little superficial. And that's one of the challenges that I personally face, is really going out there to educate and help make people aware that this is far more than just putting, you know, a different coat of lipstick or a different hairstyle and a set of clothes on a person. Just as with a company, the logo and the marketing materials, those are merely the clothes that the corporate brand wears, such as the same with a personality and a personal brand. It's really figuring out who you are in your most authentic core and then aligning the touch points of your life to sort of translate that message of who you are to everyone around you.
You use that word authenticity a lot during the course of the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Talk about how important that is, because we really can't be somebody else, can we?
Well, oftentimes we try to, though.
Yes.
We wear
Yes.
social masks and, you know, really authenticity can be expressed through, you know, let's imagine that someone was an accountant, right? And they, you know, they're very good with numbers and with math, but on the inside, they're maybe like a bit of an alternative person, right? They like tattoos, they like nose rings, they're, you know, they've got a little edge. Well, letting yourself shine for who you are, could you not then imagine going on to become, you know, the CFO of Harley Davidson, or, you know, finding, so you can still be authentic to who you are, but you just have to find a path to express that individualism and then allow that to really harness all of the best parts. Because if you're hiding any part of yourself, that creates issue, because eventually you will be found out. And that's where we see scandals happening worldwide with great personal brands who have presented themselves as these squeaky clean all-American people. Martha Stewart stood for perfection. Tiger Woods was the all-American guy. Michael Phelps, even. They all presented this very, like, earthy, perfect brand. But then when their humanity shows up, if they haven't incorporated authenticity into it, they will, you know, be hung out to dry, as so many of them were. and yes. probably treated even more harshly by the media and consumers, simply because we realize it's not just that there's a crack in the facade, it's that the whole thing is a facade.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program today is Krista Clive Smith. Her book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success, available wherever books are sold. And you can go directly to Krista's website. That's KristaClivesmith.com. Link on as well by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And in talking about discovering who we are, you talk about this as basically what an evolutionary process. Every person goes through it and enters into a different stage. Talk about that, because it's really something that does take some time to find for ourselves, doesn't it?
It does. And inside the book, there are a lot of exercises and activities
yes.
that you can undertake to really uncover and unearth at every stage of your evolution. You can go back, you know, 5 years from now and do the same exercises, and your answers might be totally different, and it would just be a 2% shift in how you would align your present brand 5 years forward to the answers that are coming up at that point. And
you,
I think, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I hate to interrupt, as you're doing that, you're saying the person sort of wonders, okay, have I really found myself? And you say basically it's like finding a mate. You just know when you reach that level.
Because you can't not, the resonance is there. It's like this, you're, even inside your body, there's this Las Vegas moment of ding, 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 that is me. Like, for example, when my graphics team created my new website, and when I went on and I saw it for the first time, and I've had numerous people who know me very, very well, who also, when they went on to it for the first time, say, that is so you to a T. And that feeling that you can get that, yes, this is a visual representation of me, there's no greater feeling, because I think part of what every person in the world aims for is connection and to be understood. And if you can graphically translate through all the touch points of who you are, who you, that true essence, there is no greater feeling as a human being.
There are three major elements you talk about in the art of personal branding. Talk about those and the importance. We've already touched on the authenticity part of it. Talk about the other two and why that's so important in determining who we are and how we present ourselves.
Sure. So the first two are clarity and consistency. So clarity is being clear about who you are and what you stand for. And that's the part that it takes a little bit of defining and digging in and discovering that. And then with the consistency factor, you know, you want to be able to almost have people predict how you are going to respond in any given situation. If you've got a clear brand that's consistent and authentic, people should be able to almost, when you see on Saturday Night Live and they have skits where they're, you know, imitating people and doing impressions, that is the hallmark of a great personal brand. If it is consistent enough that you can actually emulate it, whether through humor or through portrayal in a movie or a character. And so thinking about that notion of consistency, one of the elements could be if you took someone like Madonna, it could actually be that her consistency is the fact that she is inconsistent, right? She is
exactly,
ever
yes.
evolving and always, but that is part of her chameleon brand that gives it the consistency factor.
We're talking about the new book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Krista Clive Smith, our guest on the program, business and brand innovator. In talking about this, some people wonder, well, what goes into a brand? And you've got phase one, defining your brand. Talk about that and how important that is. And it comes down to something as simple as what your hairstyle, for example, plays a part of who you are.
Right. So you've inevitably seen people out in the media and the public eye whose hairstyle really dictates and commands their personality. And our president is one of those people. So if you think of Donald Trump, you know, if he's wearing a suit and you took a lineup of businessmen from the neck down, they'd pretty much look the same. But from the neck up, especially when you're looking at hairstyles, Donald Trump has always used symbolism in his hairstyle to reflect the fact that he is unconventional. He frankly doesn't give a rat's butt what you or I or anybody thinks, and who he is who he is. And by having an external communication in such a way, you know, there's plenty of people, I'm sure, that told him over the years, hey, listen, like, you could really try to modify that hairstyle of yours. But him standing firm in that means that when you look across the room and you see him, even prior to his presidency, you would know that he is not your average guy. And so that is a polarizing effect, right? It either makes you want to run towards and be like, yeah, interesting, I want to know more. Or you have an aversion and that is, again, another hallmark of great personal brands, is that they are cutting edge. They don't ride the middle in a try to appeal to everyone. They pick a lane and they stick to it, and that really helps to define your market.
They have people that you find people that really work on defining who they are, building that brand. And you think, how much do they unknowingly brand themselves through their social media conduct? How important is that to be aware of, hey, that counts too. That's part of the whole branding process.
It is. And, you know, that's one thing that I really urge the young generation to pay attention to. Because, you know, as a real estate investor, I ask for, in every single Craigslist ad for every property I put out, I ask for a link to their social media profile, and I am looking on there. And that actually is my first run before I'm doing credit checks, before I'm doing anything else, is their profile and their posts tell me a lot about who they are and what they stand for. And so whether it happens to be in a business environment, in a personal environment, in a, you know, finding a place to live environment, who you are speaks far more loudly than what you say. So it's a combination of photos. Sometimes it is part of what you do, say verbally or in the written form, in terms of what the posts say. So it is critical because it tells a story.
Some people would say, why do I need to go through this? How does discovering one's brand, how does that enhance their lives? And I'm not talking about maybe just on a business standpoint, but from a personal family standpoint as well.
Sure. So sometimes it can lead to an unknown passion or a career vehicle. When we were had our organizing teams up in Canada, I remember a particular job where we were combing through this family's house, and we kept finding all of these antique cameras in every cupboard, every nook and cranny, to the point that by the end of it, we had about 30 antique cameras. And the client wasn't there with us, so we didn't know the story behind it, but we took a leap of faith because there was such a pattern. And we created a vignette on the wall that had a bunch of old photographs paired with these gorgeous cameras. And when the mom in the family walked in and saw that, she instantly burst into tears. Because first of all, she didn't even know she had a collection. Second of all, it unearthed and uncorked for her this wild, fiery, hidden passion she had for photography, and was so powerful that that ended up, you know, having her leave her career and move into photography as a career. But all of that was just subconsciously laying there dormant. And so going through this process proactively will help to stir things up and regenerate and really help you get clear, so that when you look at your life and you say, wow, my career is a huge misalignment and I know it's not right, but I don't know what to do differently, this can help you to figure that out. Or you may realize that the relationship that you're in isn't the right one for you. And, you know, we've had people who have exited relationships as part of the process. Or even reverse, stumbling upon, wow, this person who is here right beside me is actually the one I should be with. And maybe they've been just friends, but this has sparked them to realize, wow, this is actually what I've been looking for all along. And as a parent, sometimes we get pigeonholed into our kids thinking that we're just, you know, who drives them to gymnastics every other day. But if you create a personal brand and reignite and reconnect with those passions and talents and what you've been put here on earth that is unique to you, all of a sudden you're not seen as just mom or dad. You're seen as a role model and a possibility map for that child for the future.
In the book, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, you will do a little reading and explore your inner self. That's part of one of the phases of brand development. The book is Get Noticed, Be Remembered. And when you're thinking about it, people are branding us, I guess, whether we know it or not. We might as well control the message and do it ourselves. I mean, they're looking at us and forming their own opinions on who we are, in essence, branding us. We might as well control the message.
Exactly. And a way, if you're not quite sure how you are perceived, if you're ever at out in the world at one of those markets where there's a person who's drawing caricatures of people. That, I tell you what, is one of those instantaneous ways from a physical standpoint to really see how a stranger actually would portray you and sort of highlight that your most idiosyncratic features. And it, for me, when I did that, that was really another one of those defining moments where it went on to then have in my personal mission statement that my signature is my smile. Because until I saw a character diagram of me, I hadn't realized what a leading feature my smile is to who I am. But once I knew that and could harness that and use that for greater good, then I could see how all of the other elements sort of spun out from that.
I got a couple minutes left. Our guest on the program, Krista Clive Smith, you've done something interesting. You've started your own foundation, unknownvoices.org. And so many people get involved, as you did, with organizations, and suddenly you find yourself not really fulfilled. Maybe you're saying yes too often because it's a friend that asks you, or it's sort of like everybody is getting involved in this. I think I'll get involved as well. And you find I'm not really getting out of it what I should be getting out of it. Talk about that, because you went through that process, took, what, a six-month hiatus, came back and formed your own foundation to do the things that you want to do.
Right, because I realized that there's a distinction between doing and giving.
Yes.
So I sat on a lot of different philanthropic boards and organizations, their executives, and I would show up and I would, you know, put all my heart into it, but it was a one-way transaction. And when I stopped doing that and took a step back, what I really realized is the best form of giving is when the giver receives as much as the person for whom they are doing the giving. So is the recipient. So for me, that feeling is so powerful that I vowed to create a nonprofit and an organization where day in and day out, not only am I sort of expressing part of who I am as a philanthropist through my brand, it's one thing to say you're a philanthropist, but it's another thing to actually go ahead and file a 1023 and
yes,
do the paper and become, you know, so that even as these companies emerged, I would be living the brand of philanthropist. It's not just talking about it, it's really doing. And it's allowing through the passion that I have for the people that we serve through the nonprofit to really get that feeling of, wow, we are not just doing well here, but we are doing well by doing good. And that's a huge distinction for me.
And you can get that information at Krista's website. It's KristaCliveSmith.com. Information is available on the book as well, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. Krista Clive Smith, brand and business innovator, with us on This Week in America. Krista, this has been fun. The time went by way too quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so, so much for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America. Information available on Krista at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book, once again, Get Noticed, Be Remembered, Creating a Personal Brand Strategy for Success. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.